Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it could be another fun commute this morning. Let's get the latest on that Amtrak train fire at Penn Station. Our Glenn Shuck.
And just to keep everyone updated, this was a fire that broke out at 1:30 this morning on track 11. That's an Amtrak track, and there were not passengers. These were transit workers, according to the FDNY, that were inside that track at the time near that car. Five of them were injured, non-life-threatening injuries. In fact, the three refused medical attention. Two of those transit workers suffering some more serious injuries, so they went to the hospital. A very dangerous confined space to fight a fire, according to the FDNY. I just spoke with one of the chiefs here. A lot of smoke and, of course, some electrical danger as well there. But they managed to run hose here from outside on 10th Avenue to explain this. At 32nd and 10th, there's actually an emergency exit to come out of the tunnels here. They fought the fire from this direction because they couldn't have run enough hose from inside of Penn Station to reach the location where the fire was. So they trained for this. They came here on 10th Avenue at 32nd, got through this emergency door, went down, and got the fire out. No injuries to firefighters, what we're being told. Again, they're starting to finally clear the scene here on 10th Avenue after probably two dozen fire trucks were out here. So we'll keep you updated. The situation's under control, but as you'll be hearing, again, the train situation is a mess now. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 32nd and 10th.
What started as an argument between two people landed three behind bars in Washington Heights. Police say two 18-year-old siblings, a man and a woman, got into it with two guys in their 20s up on West 162nd and Fort Washington Avenue. When the woman was hit with some kind of blunt instrument, her brother allegedly pulled out a gun and shot the two men. She also took a bullet in the leg. They're all expected to survive. All three males are under arrest. Plenty of cops, no mayor. That's the word for a major event coming up Sunday in the city.
Amidst an increase in hostile anti-Semitic acts, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the NYPD is not messing around with security at the Salute to Israel parade.
In that security plan will be the most heavy weapons teams ever, robust camera coverage of the area, and comprehensive screening of everyone entering the parade route.
Mayor Mamdani will not march. He says he's made his views on Israel very clear during the campaign. Commissioner Tisch on that.
It's the mayor's decision not to march, and it is my decision to march proudly.
She's an honorary grand marshal. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As always, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones to help you navigate the street closures. First responders called to a deadly crash on the Ed Koch Bridge, but it wasn't two cars that collided. And one of these vehicles of sorts should not have been on the road to begin with.
Thursday morning on the Queensboro Bridge, an e-scooter rider and cyclist crashed into each other, killing them both. The Transportation Alternatives caught wind and says it's yet another reason these motorized machines need tighter regulation.
It's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
That's Ben Furness, exec director of the TA. He says onwards to passing the Ride Safe, Ride Right bill.
Restricting the sale of the fastest e-bikes on the street, so ones that are capable of exceeding speed of 20 miles per hour.
Allegedly, that scooter can touch speeds of about 53 miles per hour.
But it does raise this important question of whether devices that are capable of hitting speeds that high belong on our bike lanes.
He says this was preventable and speed kills. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The City Council's Transportation Committee meets today. Ahead of that, a rally in support of spending more money on daylighting. That's when they remove parking spaces near intersections and crosswalks to get rid of blind spots and improve visibility for pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers. Council member Julie Wan is one of 24 city lawmakers who support the bill to make that happen.
If you can't afford universal daylighting now, we still want to see a phased approach where you daylight $15 million worth year to year of the most dangerous intersections where you've had the highest amount of deaths and injuries because we have that data. There's no buts or ifs or nothing around it. We can prevent deaths now.
Critics say just removing the parking spots without adding hard barriers, for example, won't necessarily improve safety and will also create unintended traffic issues at those intersections. One of New York's bravest now on the road to recovery after surviving that deadly blast in Mariners Harbor.
Nurses, doctors, and the FDNY cheering on Fire Marshal Christopher Cucario as he was wheeled out of Staten Island University Hospital North's ICU and is headed home.
I'm very emotional. It's a little hard for me to talk because I can't hear, but I'll be back. You know, I'll make a recovery and step by step.
Cucario, critically injured and burned at Friday's shipyard explosion with his FDNY canine Judge.
For a couple days, I didn't know where I was, but I'm glad to be back. Right, Judge?
He tells us he feels lucky to be alive and is grateful for everything the doctors did to save his life. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Staten Island University Hospital North.
Another half dozen protesters arrested after clashing with federal immigration officers outside the Delaney Hall ICE Detention Center in Newark. That following word of violence against detainees inside. Kathy O'Leary is with the National Catholic Peace and Justice Movement, Pax Christi USA.
We started getting calls from inside that the GO guards, 40 of them, were coming through two of the units, beating people with batons and throwing chemical agent canisters into the hallway.
The GO Group, the private contractor that runs the facility, confirmed that there was a physical altercation that prompted, quote, the limited use of chemical agents. They also say a medical team immediately treated people. Meantime, Governor Sherrill says state health officials were allowed in, but were denied full access to the facility to do an inspection. Quite the competition at last night's Scripps Spelling Bee Championships. Jersey City's own Ishan Gupta gave it his all.
Russell.
R-U-S-E-L-L.
Sauder.
S-O-S-A-W-D-E-R.
Campernell.
C-A-M-P-E-R-N-E-L-L-E.
Oh, but then there was California's Shret Parikh.
Terraglin.
P-R-A-G-L-I-N.
Homeland.
H-O-M-E-L-Y-N.
Chikungunya.
C-H-I-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A.
Bromocryptine.
B-R-O-M-O-C-R-I-P-T-I-N-E.
Kashaw.
C-U-S-H-A-W.
In the end,
Shrey, during the spell off, you correctly spelled a total of 32 words. Ishan, you correctly spelled a total of 25 words, and that means that Shrey, you are the 2000.
Well, Shrey not only gets the trophy, but also a check for $52,500. 12-year-old Ishan, meantime, who outperformed some veteran spellers in the finals, has one more year to compete.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.